The issue is contentious because developers who want to build homes on the Beyer nursery property plan to keep it in the town of Shelby. Developer Joe Hengel says he'd sell to anyone, including the city, for a fair price, but the family who sold Hengel the land stipulated he keep it in the town of Shelby. La Crosse Mayor John Mettinger says the city could use additional tax base and, in addition, part of the land could be used to build a water retention pond to ease flooding. Mettinger says his first preference is a friendly agreement with the developers. He doesn't rule out condemning the land if that's not successful.
The city of La Crosse does have the authority to condemn this, even though the land is outside the city of La Crosse. It's a very old statute. It goes back till about 1910, 1911. According to the city attorney, we've never tried to use it before, so we're kind of breaking new ground here. But the statute itself that gives the city this authority to condemn property outside of the city limits is about 90 years old.
A spokesperson with the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities says communities generally do condemnations within their own borders. But Rich Eggleston says there are cases where city interests require them to go outside.
It's not common that cities acquire property for private development, but if it's something that accompanies a public project, it certainly happens, and it's happening more and more.
In La Crosse's case, a small part of the land could be used for a water retention pond that might remove some or all of 200 Southside homes from the floodplain. The city council will consider a resolution this month to allow the mayor to try to negotiate with developers. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.